welcome back to Life with Rachel, the podcast where you're going to learn how to become a goal getter and how to get your dreams started. So, today we're covering the importance of creating new social medias and new places to promote your blog, your new business, or generally the new venture you're going on. So whether that is, as I said, a blog, a new business, you want to, say, start a YouTube or a podcast to go with a website you're building, when you're rebranding yourself, and the importance of starting new profiles rather than just promoting yourself on your personal one. So let's get into it. When you start a new venture, whether that be a blog or you're influencing or a business, you're going to have customers. Whether you're selling a product or you're selling yourself or you're selling a brand, you aren't going to be selling just to the people that are on your personal page. And that's where we're going to start. So if I was to start a nail company, say, and I did press-on nails, and I just decided to keep that on my personal Instagram, I wouldn't make many sales. I can tell you that now, because pretty much everyone on my personal Instagram are my family, friends, people I went to school with, people that probably aren't interested in little old me's false nails. I don't know many people, to be fair, who would be interested personally, so I'm not going to promote it there. Same goes for if you want to start a blog. Say, I've started Life with Rachel. What I write about isn't necessarily going to be what my family want to learn. Maybe my friends, but not everyone on my personal Instagram. I don't want to just promote myself on my Facebook, because my Facebook is filled with aunts and uncles and everybody I went to school with. I want to be able to promote myself, and you should want to promote your business to your audience. Now, you may think, well, I've already got 3,000 followers, so I want to promote to them. No, you don't, because you have 3,000 followers who have followed you and what your content is. What you want is to start a new page. I'm using Instagram as an easy example. You start a new page and you want to create any amount of followers who are there specifically for that content, who are there investing in you, or investing in your brand, or investing in your business. That's what you want. Those are the people who are going to eventually be the ones who make you money. You want those people because those people will engage with that content. If you promote yourself, say you start a health and fitness blog, if you promote that via an Instagram post on your personal Instagram to people you know, they might like it, yeah, but how many of them are really going to actually go on and think, okay, I'm going to go onto this website because I'm interested in this and this is what I'm looking for. This is going to solve problems that I have. I'm going to click through these links on her website and I'm going to buy things, because that's how you make money, through affiliate marketing and through ads and through page views. Versus if you have a specialized account, say for your health and fitness with Jackie or whatever you want to call it. I've never been a good one with names, therefore Life with Rachel was born. Whereas if you have an account that only has, say, 800 followers, but most of those followers followed you because they want help with health and fitness, because they want your nails specifically, because they like the content that you create that you're selling. They like your branding. They like what you've got to offer. They're not just following you because they met you once. They actually followed you because they want to know what you've got to say. They trust you and they want what you're selling. Whether that's yourself, the outfits you wear, the beauty looks that you do, that's what you want. They're going to engage more. And the higher engagement rate you get, the better you do, whether it be brand deals or sales. The more people engaged, the more they'll share your content, so your followers will grow. You're going to be able to create your brand, whether your brand is you or a business, and you're going to be able to attract your ideal customers, and you want that. That's what we all want, isn't it? You don't want to be on your personal Instagram trying to promote yourself to people who aren't going to share your content. unless they share it because they're your friends or family. No, you want to become a professional in whatever avenue you decide to go down. So that's why I think it is so important to create your own branding page. It also makes you look a lot more professional if you have a dedicated page to whatever your business is, whether your business is you and the beauty looks you provide, the services you provide, or products. You need a dedicated space where your customer and your audience can go and see exactly what you're about, just that. Not what you went out and got drunk last weekend, a stupid photo with a friend, not a happy birthday post to your uncle. You need to focus purely on what your audience is going to get, if you're serious, out of your posts. And that's just that. Because your stories are where you can show up and be a bit more personal and talk to your audience and show that you're a real person. You obviously want them to associate with you, not just picture perfect people. But that's where your stories are good, or maybe a reel, but not 2,000 photos that you've had on there for years. That's not your brand. So that's the importance of it. And I use Instagram as a good example, but Facebook is the same. Having a page on Facebook, your own company's Pinterest, fantastic idea. Pinterest is a great way to get traffic to your blog. It's overlooked a lot of the time. It's a really great way of getting noticed, especially if you have lots of images and pictures of your own products that you're willing, that you're happy to sell, or you take a lot of good photos when traveling and things, you can go very viral on there. So it's a great platform. The other thing is, when you're posting on your personal, maybe you are incredibly comfortable and confident in whatever you're starting out with straight away. But I'm speaking to the most of you, including myself, who aren't. When you're starting out on something, it's scary. It is bloody intimidating. You're putting yourself out there. You're creating something. It's very personal. It could fail. And you're putting it out there in front of, what, 3,000 people who follow you that have never seen this before. Why would you want to put yourself through only relying on your personal Instagram and your family and friends and old school friends and old work colleagues to be the ones who get you off the ground? You don't. It's nice to tell them and hopefully they'll support you, but what you want is you want your own page where you get your dedicated followers and you can feel confident in promoting it to its full extent without any worry of, oh, well, what will they think? Like, what if somebody makes fun of me? I'm not saying anybody should, but there are bad people out there who are petty. And I personally dealt with a lot of self-doubt when I first started blogging and writing and posting. And I was too shy to post on my own Instagram, so I wasn't promoting my blog enough. I would love to be able to say to you, you should have the confidence to post as much on your personal as you like about your YouTube, about your influencing. But it's not that simple. There are these roadblocks in our mind of, oh God, well, they're going to think I'm such like a loser, or they're going to think this, they're going to think this. And you can't get past that by clicking your fingers and telling yourself you shouldn't feel that way. I wish we could, but you can't. So to wrap up, you need to make sure that you have a set page on all of your socials for your brand, business, blog, whatever you're going to do, because you want to promote yourself only to your intended audience, not to other people. You'd rather have a smaller following that are more engaged and there for what you're offering than have a huge following who don't engage or use your product or just generally that don't care about you. You'd rather have a small following that care about what you've got to say and look out for you. So that's my top tip this week. I am over on socials, Twitter at @life_withrach, Instagram at @life_withrachel. Come find me on my website, rachelhawksworth.com. Thank you for coming again. Stay safe, wear your mask. Love you lots. Rachel.